The Sentai Review, episode 85, The Roar. Welcome back to the Sentai Review. We have to talk about...
A website.
Things!
Wait, is it our website?
Yeah, first. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Now that our website is out of the way, let's introduce ourselves and talk about this thing I don't know about.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Reploid Bill Willingbush.
Sud Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, the proto guy.
There's a lone paladin here!
And you heard that?
Okay.
Maybe.
So,
Okay.
I looked in the folders today, just to get this little story out of the way, and there was like five or six things to choose from for, you know, because look, there's a lot we have to do. So
yeah, there's always a lot of things to cover with the Sentai Review.
We have a couple hundred episodes backlogged that need to be done, but he always brings five or six possibilities with him that we can work on at any given day.
Get anything, in case we're tired of one thing and switch to another.
One of the things he brings me is something called The Roar 2017 PR, to which I said, what?
The Roar is a fictional website for the Angel Grove High School for the movie of the Power Rangers.
And it interested me, so we're going to figure out what that is and look at the images he brought. And he's going to explain some of it to me, I guess.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And this first image is like the top of the first main page of The Roar.
So this here is Angel Grove High if it had its own actual website in the real world.
Angel Grove High.
Kind of like
High
how Bartonville now has websites and things like that.
Yeah, as you can see, it's got its own little logo thing with the mascot is a tiger. And
I wonder if that's a kickback.
Like from what I heard, yes, even in the trailer it was seen.
No, I mean, like, I wonder if that's supposed to be referencing, you know, White Tiger and, you know what I'm getting at?
Because
what was, I don't think we ever got to see the football team
in this
show. I don't think we ever did. So what were they? Did they have one?
I don't know, but. On the opposite side of the Roar name is the actual symbol for the high school, which I know I got a separate logo itself, which might be really pixelated once we zoom in when we get to it. But this front image, we saw this in the trailer because of why the cafeteria is closed, because of these power coins frying the whole tray lineup thing.
Okay.
But because of it being based off of what's happening in school, they do their own, like...
Do you know how often this is updated? Is this, like, can we check this every now and then as if we were looking at...
You could.
You know,
I know the last time I checked it, it had the same amount of images and stuff, so... The first time I checked it was maybe 2 months ago.
Because it would be neat if they were updating this every week with, like, fake articles for, you know, to advance the universe and ideas like that.
Well, you notice that two images or two things on there say coming soon. Arts and entertainment and staff. They haven't really announced the teachers for the movie, have they? Or the principal.
Now, in the original Power Rangers, we often were introduced to the principal and the heavier set lady, right? You know who I'm talking about? And then they did like the weird show and tell episode where everybody was bringing stuff in and
The teachers are Mr. Kaplan, who was the principal and the fill-in teacher.
See, I remember him.
And then Ms. Appleby.
Yeah, see, okay, so those are the only two I remember, and to be fair, those are the only two I see.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, okay. And
you just handed the website?
Yeah, okay, so it's neat. I might go through this later and actually look at this, because this is kind of a neat concept. But for right now, rather than kind of convolute everything we're doing. Next...
Go ahead and next. And this is towards the bottom where it actually has, on the very bottom corner, you can see the little lightning that actually leads you back to the main source of the Power Rangers website for the movie.
Look at that. Little lightning bolt, that's neat, I guess.
But otherwise, they do have where you can sign up for updates as far as this fictional website goes.
Letter to the editor, Trini Talks.
Yeah. There's all kinds of different news and...
This is actually writing this is actually
to the editor.
This is a neat little
this
advertising
neat.
Ploy.
This
it adds a little more credibility to the universe they're trying to build.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of neat, actually.
Next.
Which is funny considering the fact that we just got done destroying the movie in the last episode because of the
I complained
Megazord.
About the Megazord.
Megazord is really...
We bitch about the coin.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just saying. That's just kind of funny.
But yeah, here's the logo
like,
from the top of the website.
The universe
right.
In the last episode.
Next.
This fucking story
and
better be amazing.
The small little...
A shield and with, I'm assuming, angel wings above it.
To be fair, what you just said, this is helping that.
Yeah, I know.
If they can convince me to like this universe and these characters
that's why I'm
before
laughing.
They show me that Megazord in action, they might help themselves.
Yeah.
Next.
There is...
Kimberly.
Okay.
This is just an image that was on one of the articles about Kimberly walking through the halls, possibly changing boyfriends or something, so...
So it's like a gossip column at their newspaper type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm okay with that. That makes a little bit of sense.
And once again, the little Angel Grove logo is in the corner.
Right. I mean, I guess I buy the school look... Just kind of looking at the side lockers and crap like that.
And also, this must be like prior to the trailer taking place because she has her long hair.
It's been a while since I've been in school personally,
but
I still have been around the buildings, and this seems...
High schoolish?
No, I was going to say that their school seems very boring. It's very
because it's very plain. There's
yeah.
nothing on the walls, no like posters.
Like
no.
like the school I was at was very like kind of like blue hallways, and they had posters up,
Rockets.
And yeah, let's go Rockets and logos and shit. It wasn't. It didn't like excite me to go to school or nothing. But this is incredibly plain hallway
maybe
right
with,
here.
Maybe with the budget of the Megazords, they couldn't afford it.
Could also be the idea. There are some areas of the old school. Like I remember, if you went back by the band area, there was just like some plain ass old white hallways and shit. Next.
Maybe the school looks better as you go through it.
Right.
And this
so
another,
there's Kimberly with her short hair.
Yeah, this is the image from the trailer, more or less. So
that is Billy and
Jason.
Is that Jason?
I believe that's Jason.
Jason in the middle.
Jason in the middle, Billy.
Because Jason looks a lot like Kirk.
Okay, so we got Jason, Kimberly, and Billy here. Am I right?
So, yeah, and this is like from the trailer where they were talking about, you know, we got powers. We got powers now or something.
Okay.
Okay,
next.
So after doing some digging real quick, though, I found somebody who decided to lay out a troll, because somebody actually asked the question, was there a mascot in MMPR? First person goes, the Angel Grove Cute Fuzzy Bunnies.
What is this on? Is this on our stuff?
Which is clearly a troll. No, this is, I'm actually at a ranger, basically a board, like a messenger thing.
All right.
But somebody actually replies, it was the Wildcats because I remember seeing it in the football season and I think on Shift into Turbo Part 1. So I'm a little bit more inclined to believe that person.
Okay,
because
so
they can at least cite episodes.
And it's very possible that they just kind of changed it. But this could be, like I said, this could be one of those slight little nods to try to say, hey, we didn't forget you original fans.
Yeah.
Here's a tiger.
Here's a tiger.
We didn't give you enough to latch onto, but here's a little taste.
Yeah, but I'm seeing that in a lot of these new things. Next.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah, this is a part of a snap picks that so the students are doing.
So we have Candy Washington.
Angel Grove Tigers. That's the
team. So ready for sweater weather. Angel Grove Tigers, okay.
Hold up. Is it just me or was she one of the chicks who was pushing around Kimmy in the bathroom?
It's possible. If she's going to be in the movie, I imagine she's probably going to utilize for the website. Next. There's that person.
I think this one was,
yeah. Yeah, I can almost guarantee this broad.
Corey Torres.
Aquarius, Taurus.
Why does Taurus sound familiar to me?
Fuck me. All right, back to the internet.
That would probably be tough. What? Velana Taurus. Yeah, that just answered it for me. Star Trek.
Okay, fair
enough. Next.
Kimberly Hart.
Kimberly Hart, waiting for Friday like.
And she's apparently talking to somebody, but this is with her short hair.
He could be... You'd be right. Next.
Yeah, random posing for no reason.
Check that dude out.
Hey, look, Shane.
I got wicked hair.
If you were to rock a hawk like that, I would actually give you mad props.
Dude, I would...
But I know you would get your ass beat at work.
I don't know. Since Bill left, I have actually been getting along with everybody.
Shane couldn't handle this kind of hair. For one, he has to shave the side of his head. For two... He would have to spray paint and mousse and treatment the crap out of his hair every morning, which, one, he doesn't have the time to do, because he has to wake up, get a shower, and barely make it into work before the bells go off.
We're not in school. There's no bells. I just get there.
You know what I mean.
Technically, there's a whistle for work, but, you know.
No.
Believe it or not, there's nothing.
No. Yeah, I know.
You just walk in.
There's just the guy walks up and says, you're late.
There's a whistle. There's the boss going, hey, get your ass to work.
He doesn't know my boss. He doesn't.
Well, that's
my boss.
I was going
to say, your boss.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's my boss. If my boss walks by and I happen to be sitting down on my 5 minute, he goes, hey, fuck you doing? I just sat down for my 5 minute. Well, hurry up.
Yeah, hurry those 5 minutes up.
Hurry up a 5 minute break. You heard me.
Let me control time real quick.
See if you can get these 5 minutes done in the next three, damn it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fired because I have an attitude.
Best hurry your fucking 5 minute break up. Tell your friends to fuck off.
No shit. Next. That
Zach.
Guy.
Zach.
Okay. I'm sorry. I still...
Why do I have a Ray Park feeling from
him? I'm having a hard time controlling myself.
You feel the Zach from this
of
image?
Course,
you feel you feel the dance, the attitude, the passion, the fun of the Zach man?
I feel that I don't want to get punched in the face, Jesus Christ, his arms.
This Zach will fuck your shit up.
Billy kind of feels like Billy in the little bit that we've been given.
Yeah.
The character that seems most miscasted is Zach.
Yeah.
We haven't been given any fun from him yet. And even this fake website just shows him doing a glamour shot.
He's a model. That's model Zach. It's not dancing Zach. They decided to do that fucking fun, dancey Zach away. Now he's a model. You accept the change. You accept the change now.
I think that'd be next.
Next.
Did I fuck with you?
See, oh, look.
There's Billy.
Oh, there's Billy in the classroom.
Raising his hand.
And look, there's that guy.
Oh, my God. He's wearing a bear with boxing gloves.
Blue boxing gloves. Oh, blue pin.
Oh, epic foreshadowing.
Get him an apple.
Or a pineapple.
Or a pineapple.
Uh-huh.
Or both. But that's it for now. You guys know that he is definitely the Blue Ranger. Remember that.
So that guy back there is the Black Ranger?
That guy back there is wondering why he's in this movie.
I haven't actually been looking at the other characters the way we just did here, where he's got the blue pin.
We all
blue...
know that the cliche in the original was whatever
Zach
color.
Zach was wearing black, right?
Yep.
Okay, so the first picture of Kim did have pink with a pink phone case?
Yeah.
Yep, so pink. So we know that she's the pink
ranger.
However,
then the later picture, she's wearing, like, all black. Yeah. So,
okay, well,
emo face.
I mean, I guess, all right,
She pulls a launch now. She'll sneeze and her hair gets shorter and she becomes emo.
And this is Jason in his football uniform.
They should have had red school uniforms.
Obviously not red, so.
I mean, look, I'm sorry, but. Like we argued in the last video, you have
He's
to cater
Spider-Man.
To the style that created it. And part of the style that creates Power Rangers is there has to be a little bit, even if you're taking it seriously, there has to be a little bit of that cheese factor. Kind of like when they took Superman, and they knew that every Superman show they'd ever done, he'd worn the blue tights and the Spankies, and the shows had failed. They might have been okay, but they failed. So they said, we're going to do Smallville. He's never going to wear the tights, never no spankies, he's not going to fly, and we're just going to develop him over the course of time and tell more of the story of Clark Kent. So they did that. And every chance they got, he would always wear, like, a red flannel that he had, like, not really on, but it was, like, over his shoulders, and he wore a blue shirt. And he would come up. Remember his thing that he did in class? He had, like, the machining class, and he came up, and he was making that S, and he was holding it at his chest when he came up to show the people, and he was wearing a blue shirt, and they looked over at him, and he was like, does this look okay? They gimmick it, because they know people watching Smallville liked Superman. They gotta play to the audience. Blue Ranger Jason.
Light blue.
I mean, he's the only guy on the football team.
No.
I mean, yeah, there's gonna be a football team, but out of the students, out of the students, yeah. He's the only guy on the football team. So why couldn't the school colors be red?
Don't get me wrong, when it comes right down to it, after he gets the coin, yes, he can be the only one on the football team.
I'm just saying, the school colors...
He'll hike the ball and run through everybody on his own.
In order to pander to the previous fans, the school colors should have been red and white, and he should have had a red football jersey. Because it would have worked to the idea that we grew up in. How does nobody know? Yeah. Next.
And here's the football team.
Oh, look, they have red to mark opposition. And I think that's him standing on the outside without his helmet on. No, not that. Down.
Kind of tough to make out who that is back there.
Just because you zoomed in till it's like 2 pixels.
Oh, that's easy who that is.
Fucking jackass.
You know who that is, don't you?
Who, him?
That's Jason. Not Jason. That's Tommy. Trust me, it's Tommy.
Okay. I think in this picture, and I could be very wrong, but I actually think that's Jason because I think he's not allowed to play.
Yeah, because this picture was taken because of Jason's not being able to play.
See, his ineligibility.
Because when you zoom in real close on him like this, you can kind of make out where this blur right here just screams Jason.
It's like he's being censored.
Now, see, and he's got one of those. He's got that shirt with the poop on it. The poop emoji.
Zoom out, though. My previous thing I said before I grabbed the microphone from Scott, why couldn't Jason have red cleats on? That guy's wearing red cleats.
Nah, that's kind of true.
Right. You need to play it up to the audience that you're trying to sell it to.
Now, back to my original point. Zooming in so we could try to make out pixels, we're reviewing Sentai, not fucking Bigfoot. Or the Loch Ness Monster.
But this is almost
aliens.
This so far has been almost as evasive.
Alien Rangers, but still. Yeah.
This new Rangers has been nearly as evasive.
There's Trini.
Oh, look, yellow.
Oh, this is the ugly chick, remember?
Wonder.
Remember from the trailer? They marked ugly chick
kids
on her locker.
Kids can be so cruel.
She is totally.
And this was the one who was actually the pop singer. Not the pink ring.
Right. Yeah. I did. I saw that on our comments.
No, I can't really see the rest of the shirt, but does it say Wonder 90s?
Yeah, I think
Wonder
so.
Wonder 90s. Another nod?
I'm thinking so, maybe. I just can't get over the fact how ugly she is. I mean, I would totally not date that girl. I know. It's probably ugly.
Next.
I'm fucking calling her ugly. Oh, there you go. Wonder 90.
Nah.
The 90s thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it has to be. Has to be a nod.
Got a nexus. Her ugliness is fucking with me.
What is that?
It's probably just some sticker.
Sticker on
it
a locker.
It looks like a sticker on a locker.
Woo.
Stop fucking scrolling. It's pixelated. It we can't make it out.
I can make it out. Tiger's
Hold
logo.
Hold on, I can speak ancient Egyptian.
No, there is a reason. There is a reason
pixel.
I look at backgrounds and things like that. A lot of times in movies, a lot of 50 to 60% of the character that you're given is actually in the costumes, the backgrounds, and especially if they get a bedroom. If you pause a movie and go over the stuff that makes up the set, you'll learn more about the character than watching the movie 12 times through.
Yeah.
Next.
We're done.
We're done.
Huh.
But yeah. Hey, look, we only killed 20 minutes, whereas before we had, like, what was it, 6 movie poster pictures, and we fucking killed, like, an hour and a half?
So now we are on some Power Rangers discussion of sorts.
Damn, we ain't had to do that one in a minute.
No shit.
Yeah, but anybody who wants to try and check out this website, it is angelgrovehighschool.com.
Just that simple?
Yep.
Okay, no, that's cool. It looked neat. He showed it to me on his phone, and it looked kind of neat. I mean, it's an interesting little gimmick to sell Power Rangers.
They'll probably update it again once they get closer to the release.
And probably right when the movie releases, you'll see, like, they might even put merchandise on there or something.
Yeah, like a
Angel Grove Tiger shirts or jerseys. I'll bet you an article might appear saying something like, Rangers save Angel Grove and City or
that
some
might
shit
be
like
after
that.
After the movie.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. So that might be pretty cool. So.
Discussion?
Here we are at the discussion part of this thing. We have not been here in a while, Shane.
It's very true. Very true. What would you like to discuss?
What would I like to discuss?
Well, you guys might need to find something, because I'm thumbing through comments like a motherfucker on our videos.
Well,
right
so
now.
What I'm about to do is we're going to stop the video right here so that we can find a topic, and then we'll fill our hour. All right, so we're back. We have two things we're going to be discussing. Main thing we're going to discuss right here is, what are you hoping, not necessarily nothing negative, what are you hoping happens with this movie? What do you hope to see out of it? We'll do some negative later.
Well, here, I'll kick it off. What do I hope to see out of this movie? I hope that they are able to successfully bring Power Rangers into this new generation without everybody hating the movie as soon as they see it. I'm willing to accept change.
Yes.
Okay. In some things, not Transformers. But I'm not gonna drag that out this time. But I like the casting choices. True, we haven't seen much of Zach do anything, but
he's the only
shots.
One I worry about.
But he could be buff as shit from his dancing.
Right. I just wish I could see some of the fun that Zach was.
And I agree with that, but we have to give it time, too.
We still have at least another 2 trailers before this movie comes out.
And it looks like they're really pushing 1 or 2 main Rangers, and the other 3 are just there to fill the spots.
Yes.
Which is kind of disappointing, because they were all supposed to be equal in retrospect. Jason was the leader. You know what I'd like to see, though? A Tommy Oliver cameo.
Yeah, I would like to see a cameo by, I don't know, anyone.
What would be really sweet is if they just did like a panning shot, like they do in these movies, and you see a janitor, and it's Jason David Frank fucking mopping the floor.
I wouldn't
even have to say anything.
I would almost like a deal where, as the camera went by, like a teacher's thing, where a bunch of teachers are meeting. If you get every single Ranger that played in the original series...
And they're like in the teacher's lounge?
Put them in dress clothes, just as if they were teachers. They don't have to do anything. They're just sitting there at the tables, like, and the camera kind of goes across that room, and you see them in there, like, talking. As long as they're present, and like you said, I don't care if they mop the floor. I don't care if they're teachers. I don't care if they walk down the hall. I don't care if
random
when the
citizen on the street.
No,
yeah, I don't
no,
care
I,
if when
I have
the.
I have the best one for that. I have the best one for that. So they do the scene on the train, right? They get one of the dudes who played Bulk or Skull to be like the conductor of the train,
or both of them.
Yeah. Or even better, you get Skull to be like.
I wouldn't even mind if when the attack happens and everybody's running down the street. You can see them all run out of one restaurant, and I hope it's like a juice diner.
Right?
Yeah.
Every single one of them just kick open that door and start running.
Yeah.
GTFO!
Well, actually, I was about to say, to make that one even better for my suggestion, we'll have, like, Bulk be, like, the train conductor and fucking call up the police, and, of course, the person answering would end up being fucking Skull sitting there like, hello, this is the police.
Right.
You know, because they became cops.
Look, I don't...
Fuck it, make reference to that.
I just don't think they even need speaking lines, because as fans like we are,
right.
Like I said, you could just do a panning shot, stop for a second on Jason David Frank, and people would go, oh shit, that's Tommy, and then keep going.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's... I don't care how slight it is. I feel like the movie needs it. There should be no reason to distance yourself from what made you what you are. Here's the problem, however.
I think it's the problem that I would have with that.
Some of these guys won't come back, Scott. They won't.
No, the issue I will have is probably the one that came with the Ghostbusters. The cameos there.
Here's the reason that didn't work in Ghostbusters. They tried too hard.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is a panning shot that lets us realize that, hey, oh, did you see that? It's done.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a dude on a bus that has during a city shot where Jason and Zach are talking, and they're not even getting on the bus, but the bus stops, and the dude getting off of the bus happens to be our Billy, and he kind of gets off and like looks at his phone and then walks off, and he never says a word, and he's just in the background.
Or
I'm fine with it.
Business dude on the train turns the page on his paper, and it's John St. John there. You only see him while he's turning the page of his paper, and then he pulls the paper back up.
I mean, let's be honest. Movies like Superman pulled it off, where Superman was Lois's dad. And all he did was be like, yes, dear. And he was reading a paper. And that's it. That's all you need.
Wasn't A. Lois her mom, too?
Ghostbusters tried way too hard.
They were like, hey, let's make a cameo for this movie, but the dude needs speaking lines.
And they force-fed those things hard.
I haven't even seen the movie.
Everybody had a cameo, and it was
all just about everyone except for Rick Moranis. He...
Like, they introduce
Wasn't Bill Murray a taxi driver?
No, that's Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd
is a taxi driver, and he literally...
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I'm not going downtown.
It's way worse than that. I wish if that would have been the only thing, it would have been great. No. He drives up, stops, she goes to get in the cab, and she says something like, we gotta go downtown or something like that.
Down
and he's
to
like,
Chinatown.
He's like, no, I don't go to Chinatown. And she's like, what do you mean you don't go to Chinatown? You're driving around out here, you won't go to Chinatown? And he says, these are nothing but level 4 full-floating torso apparitions. They don't really bother me. I ain't afraid of no ghosts, but I don't go to Chinatown. Like that. And I'm like, no. No, that's too much. You just tried too hard.
Yeah.
Then they bring in Bill Murray, and Bill Murray is like,
more or less
I'm a scientist, and I don't believe in all this ghost shit. Show me a ghost. So they show it to him, and it kills him. And it drops him out of a window and kills him. And I was like, whoa, that's saying something negative hardcore about your series. Then right after they introduce him, they go further on, and they make the dude driving the hearse that is literally delivering dead people the original driver of the Ghostbusters car. The man most known for driving Ghostbusters car, Ernie Hudson. At least to me, he was always the dude in the driver's seat, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Dan drove it quite a lot.
Yeah, when it was Ray.
Ernie kind of felt more comfortable in the role for some reason. I just felt like he had more control of himself than the other guys did.
I didn't even see the movie, and I know that there's a fucking Harold Ramis one. Because they made his head into a fucking bust on the wall.
Yeah, he's the principal, like the dean or like main administrator of the college that the girl works at. And then going further from there, they make Sigourney Weaver some sort of scientist who's like, there was no purpose for her. She just like comes around a corner and it's Sigourney Weaver and you're like, oh, cool. And then she starts talking a bunch of stuff that literally, like, by the end of the movie, I was so zoning that she showed up and I didn't care that she'd shown up. And then she said something stupid and it kind of ruined the fact that she showed up. So, like, Ghostbusters tried too hard. And that was a lot of problem with Ghostbusters is they'd be like, hey, let's do something really funny and drag it out till it's not funny.
Yeah, but
so now,
I mean,
I'd like
to see those cameos. I mean, I would like to see some kind of cameos. If it's not all of them, at least some of the original.
And don't force it.
Yeah.
For the love of God, don't force it.
Like, I don't want to see all of a sudden, like, I don't want to see the karate instructor of one of the schools or something like that being Jason David Frank. It's too much.
Yeah.
I don't need him to be like, you don't have to...
Or show him as a random dude on the street and be like, oh shit, aliens are attacking. No, you don't.
Even if like when the aliens, like if the putties and whatnot, like start running the street, if Jason David Frank is one of the few people where a bunch of people are running, and maybe like his wife or whatever, by character design that we can understand that must be somebody's with, he kind of pushes her back and kicks one of them on its ass, and then they tackle him, and then we just move on because the rest of the chaos is happening.
That would be cool.
Then we're like, yeah. We're like, oh, that was sweet, because we're like, we know who that is,
yeah.
Right there.
Like,
but they
know
don't.
That guy.
Yeah, they don't have to explain it to us, you know. And he can even be overwhelmed and beat as long as there's a cameo. Something to say, we're not forgetting you. And I just don't know how to explain it. I agree with him. I think that if they're in there, they need to be in there. But I agree with you. You can't do that Ghostbusters 3 type of cameo. You can't oversaturate your own movie.
That's why I said if... Maybe just a few of them, not all of them.
And I know some that won't come back. They would have to offer an outrageous amount of money to David to get him back on camera.
I think the only ones that they probably could get is maybe for Kimberly.
Because from what I understand, David is fine with his legacy. I mean, shit, he even wore the Blue Ranger outfit not too long ago. But the reason he ain't coming back is because Saban disrespected him. And as a person resting on his own dignity, he ain't coming back. He will not work with them again because of what they let go down.
But I think the ones that we could see is maybe Amy Jo Johnson.
That might be hard because they can't seem to get her back. And I haven't heard her say any reason as to why, but she just does not want to come back.
Jason David Scott, probably.
Jason would come back.
More of a possibility.
Come back in a second. And John would come back in a second. I do believe that.
Wayne Brady lookalike.
Yeah, Walter.
The original Zach.
Walter.
Walter, yeah.
What happened to him? I just think he's...
He's just been doing other stuff.
He says, from what I've read, and I'm not no expert or anything by any means, but I just think he's really busy all the time. He always seems to have something he's doing.
I know that there was that... It's not...
But he attends Power Morphicons and shit like that, so I don't see that it would be impossible.
But with that recent...
And Austin has been showing back up to the Power Morphicons lately, so he's available.
Well, Austin St. John was also responsible for that little reunion movie that's not Power Ranger related, but it is...
Yeah, I remember that.
It has a lot of these Power Rangers.
It's not John's, it's Austin St. John, my bad.
But with them doing that kind of stuff, it wouldn't be too difficult to try and get hold of some of those characters, even if it's not the original Rangers. You could probably bring in maybe some.
I would like to see Austin St. John at one of the football games wearing a red jacket as it goes across the crowd.
Actually,
yeah,
he could be a coach.
I just like to see him in the stands wearing a red jacket and be the only dude there in a red jacket.
I think it would have
been
cool.
Just so he stands out.
I think it would have been cool if you wanted to give one of them speaking lines. Austin St. John should have been Jason's father.
That would have been neat.
Yeah. We thought from the
as
way
long
the
as he doesn't
looked,
show yeah. up and over get overused. But then again, man, this is complicated for one reason. When you talk cameos, I've seen movies that overdo it. Then I've seen movies where it looks like they could be overdoing it, but it somehow works. And then I've seen ones where it's not enough. There's a weird science to it because, like, making the original Flash the father of the Flash today, no, that's not, that's perfect. Yeah. It works so great. And now he's Jay Garrick. He's running around with the Flash powers.
Does he have the dishpan on?
Yes, he does. Yeah. He's from Earth 2.
Yeah.
He's Jay Garrick. He wears the crappy pants with the tennis shoes and the red shirt, and he even wears that helmet, and he's
After
running
I
around.
After I fight crime, I'm going to strain spaghetti.
And he's now the older Flash, which is interesting because he's the older Flash.
And that's my issue.
I love that. It works so well, and the character works, and the guy is brilliant.
I mean, with him being another Flash, yes, I like it. But... The first Flash is what confuses the fuck out of me because we all know him as the Barry Allen Flash in the old. But instead of being the actual Flash.
Well, I mean, I know Jason David Frank is the Green Ranger, but I mean, that doesn't make me hate the fact that he could cameo in this movie. I mean,
well, I mean for the Flash.
He's pissed off that you brought up the fact that a cameo in the Flash show
is brilliant,
is awesome,
is off. Because remember the scientist?
Christopher Reeve played a scientist in Smallville, and it was brilliant. And he was, as far as I'm concerned, he is Superman. Nobody's ever come close.
Yeah.
But that didn't make me hate the fact that he showed up.
The issue with the Flash, though, is that the two main characters were brought into the Flash series, the newer Flash series. The scientist played a version of herself that helped. You know what? Fuck it. Nobody's going to understand. Fuck it.
I get who you're talking about, but she just plays the head of research for an opposing firm to Star Laboratories.
The same name that she had in the previous series.
Which is fine, since you're talking about a show that has quite literally crossed dimensional barriers and entered not only different times, but different realities and different dimensions. He was on Supergirl. And Supergirl is a CBS. And even when he went over there, the CBS actors literally looked at him at one point, and they even make a comment against his network saying, "You look like you're from the cast of a CW show." Purposely pointing out the fact that you don't belong here.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, because he's crossing dimensions. So if we say in an alternate dimension, those two characters, the one that you're not quite liking and Barry's dad, are the Flash and that lady in the series had it never ended, that makes perfect sense because they've already done it. Jay Garrick is the same guy who is the dad of Barry in a different universe. And in that current universe right now, that dad is dead, which leaves only Jay Garrick. So he, once again, he went from playing the Flash back then to playing the Flash today. He's still the Flash. And that other girl, she's, yes.
Yes.
She shows up in episodes randomly, and I never really get any real time with her. But they did do something real cool where they kind of gimmicked it. When they released Barry's dad from prison, they had a house party at Barry's, and they'd invited that woman, and the two sat down for a drink and were kind of talking at the couch. And it was real subtle. It was in the background. They didn't even focus on them. The entire scene was focused on these two characters up here. And I pointed it out to her. I was like, "Look!" Because those two characters were like getting together in the background where they were starting to talk and drink coffee. And it looked like they might be interested in one another, which plays to the idea that in an alternate dimension, they were together. So the attraction is there. It works. Kind of like how in an alternate dimension, Lois Lane and Christopher Reeves are two scientists working together instead of two journalists working together.
Yeah.
Because in Smallville, those two are still together. But they're two scientists. So I don't see it.
Much like how in an alternate dimension, there's a Zordon talking to Rangers. Whereas in the other dimension, the Rangers are getting fucked up because Zordon isn't there.
Right. And now there's a new Zordon who talks to Rangers. There's a new Zordon who can talk to Rangers today.
And he sells
meth. And then this a fucking peer because, you know.
Oh, wait.
And for that matter, is that guy alive? Is Zordon alive?
I remember in the original, in the 95 movie,
he
was alive, but the tube got broke and he died.
No, the actor. Can he cameo? Is he alive?
The original actor for Zordon? Hell,
could you even do like a weird scene where you walk by like a shopping mall? Like in the mall, right? Perfect scene for Kimberly. If she's walking down the aisle and in the mall there could be a dude that kind of turns around and looks out the aisle to look at her and the logo on the mall happens to have this blue eye, right? Where the logo is and his face happens to be in the blue eye when he turns around, the camera goes by and his face, perfect. That would be awesome.
Or he's like, he's selling pottery, and he holds up a blue glass vase to
the window. He's trying to position it right at that moment when the camera goes by him, and now it looks like he's in the tube. I'd be the best.
Why aren't we directing this
no
movie?
No shit!
So much better. We have no money.
I don't know if he's alive. Do you know?
I think he is.
Old as fuck, probably.
I don't know. The actor is what's killing me. And I don't think they had him for very long. They did, like,
two days
of scenes, and then after the 2 days of scenes, they used stock footage for the whole show.
I have Zordon as portrayed by David Fielding
voice.
As a voice, Robert L. Mann as a voice, Nicholas Bell as a voice from our fucking movie, and Bryan Cranston from the fucking new movie. Nobody's got him listed as
Nobody knows
actor.
Who was his face.
Yeah, who the fuck was his face?
Who was the
I
face of Zordon, internet? Help
okay,
us.
Okay, now look, this is the reason this is making me insane right now, because somebody, and they got torn apart in our comments for doing this, but somebody in our comments said, would it blow your mind to know that the face was recorded from bulk, but the voices were taken from different actors? And I said, no way. And then people attacked the shit out of them.
Yeah, because it was wrong.
In our comments saying, no, you're wrong, and fuck yourself, and learn your facts. And I'm like, who is it?
I actually looked it up. It wasn't the same guy who
was. Right, but who is it?
Nobody knows. Help us, internet. It's not bulk, by the way, so don't bring that up again.
I thought it was that Robert Fleming guy that I remember looking up the other time.
You're right. I remember reading that. They only filmed him for like 2 days. They face-capped him for 2 days.
And that was it.
And then recycled it and threw voice lines over it.
Right. So, like, that's another reason the voice, his lips never matched. Because they just used the same movement over and over and over again and voiced over him. And it worked. And he was blue.
Did he say he wants us to order pizza? I can't read his lips. He's transdimensional.
No idea what's going on here. He's
but
very
if we
blurry.
Break the tube, he'll be laying there. Transdimensional. Ignore that plot hole.
Go knock on it. Just ask him to holler through the glass.
Yo, dude. Stop it. That's like knocking on a cage at the zoo.
Like, I just don't get it. That's weird that we can't figure out who he was.
You know, again, though, I've got David, but once again,
but
that's the
to
fucking
bring that
voice.
Up, that we don't know who that is, the new Zordon, Bryan Cranston, wasn't credited when he was the monsters in the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's true. From what I read, he was in the series.
He's like different monsters.
Yeah, but he was never credited.
I don't know
in the
if he was using
one of the monsters.
Was he using a fake name?
Maybe, I think.
Because some actors do that. They'll use kind of like an alias name.
Oh, Bryan Cranston? Yeah. He even admitted it in the Larry King interview that you hate so much, because Larry King doesn't give two shits about anybody or any fucking thing.
Yeah, he literally doesn't even care about... He didn't care a thing about Rangers, but he was interviewing for Rangers, and he was incredibly condescending about the interview.
That's Larry King.
He pissed me off about that.
I'm going to have to say that they are correct. It's got to be this... David Fielding guy, because here's a side-by-side.
Okay, let's see this guy. He looks very...
You can
he looks Zordon
to
me.
A better fucking picture.
Okay, is he alive?
I would believe this. I don't...
Can we tell if he's alive?
It doesn't say he died. It just says born March 1st,
1963. It just says born. I don't see a reason he can't make a blue-faced cameo. Or could you paint his face blue for the bowl game if their colors are blue?
Yeah. Light blue face paint.
Light blue face paint, and he's the motherfucker calling the game.
I don't even care if he's just one of the,
how many people are actually going to be, like, paying attention? So he could be the dude up in the booth, and they could go up to it while he's sitting up in the booth. And the Wildcats get down for another touchdown.
These Rangers are really taking it in.
These Rangers are really feeling it.
What are they called? They're not like...
No, they're actually called Tigers, so...
Okay, well, okay.
Angel Grove High School Tigers.
Okay.
White Tigers. Power. Sword.
Right.
Fucked up football team name, but let's get back to the action. But no, like, cameo would be cool. I'd like to see a cameo. What I don't want to see is a forced cameo. I don't need Jason David Frank whooping six asses before they take the camera off of him, because it's like, okay, look, if you wanted him to be in the movie, you should have just cast him in the movie.
Exactly. That's too forced to me.
But then again, we don't know the full cast for this movie, too, so...
I mean, that's true. And in some of the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger shows, Jason David Frank was more of a mentor.
The thing that would kill me is if they brought somebody like Jason David Frank into this movie and made him a main character, I feel like it's not right. And the reason I say that is because you can't reboot something
and then use an old one for
the main character.
Yeah, and then
use the old guy to reboot it.
Well, what about Spock?
That's not a reboot. The Kelvin universe is not a reboot. It's a split timeline.
Isn't
it's
that
a
what
reset.
They were originally talking about for this movie, though?
Originally, but that's impossible now because Zach is white and Billy is black. And I hate to be, I'm not trying to be racist here, but let's be honest. If all we did was go back in time, what happened?
Yeah.
Because we also cannot have gone back in time because Kimberly has a smartphone.
Yeah.
So this is a reboot. Whether they lied when they said, we will address all original continuity. No, you will not.
Yeah.
This is a reboot with new people, new characters.
But they are addressing the continuity issues. They erased them.
He kind of has a point. They did erase all continuity issues by erasing the fucking timeline.
Yeah, it kind of works.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, the fans pointed out the fact that, what's his name? The original actor who played Zach. He originally was cast to play Billy, and he was like, no, I'd rather be Zach.
Right.
And they were like, okay, cool, that's fine. So, I mean, originally, technically, yes, they're right.
Originally, but Billy
was show continuity.
Right.
There's no fucking way.
So there's no way that this went back in time because all of a sudden the ethnicity of a couple of actors changed. And there's no way you could ever explain that by going back in time, and all of a sudden you're like,
I can explain it.
Hey, what's up, Zach? And he's like, what? What?
I can explain it. Ignore that obvious plot hole.
Right. So
you didn't say it right.
This is not.
Stop. Don't view that plot.
This
hole.
Isn't
that.
A Star Trek reboot where.
By the way,
Tommy
you just
went back in time.
A forgetful Akira Toriyama, just because we have the meme for it now.
It's not. It's just. It's not what it is.
We got to use it whenever we got
so
it.
So, is there anything else you hope to see, or hope they don't try to force?
Okay, well, look, I know the Megazord is going to be in it, and rather than bitch about that again, I want there to be a legitimate monster fight. That is...
Not just Goldar?
Well, I want there to be, you know, a monster and maybe some buildings and maybe some destruction and maybe some Megazord fighting, and not in a giant open desert area that doesn't exist anywhere in real life.
You mean by the command center or
like,
whatever.
If she's attacking the city, I want them to defend the city, even if that's completely ridiculous.
Not the desert,
we saw images
miles
of that.
Away.
Yeah.
We saw images of that, though.
Well, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, but that was also concept art. Who knows how well they're going to follow the concept
We don't
want
to defend the barren desert 55 miles north of Angel Grove.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're up against the hypocrisy.
Those cacti are endangered.
There's massive hypocrisy
Stop
with
them,
people
Rangers.
That watch movies. Because people that watch movies are attacking the DC films like, and say what you will about the DC films, say what you will about the Marvel films, I'm not here to defend or destroy them. I'm just here to put down one simple thing. They say, why would Superman fight Zod in the middle of the city, killing all those people? Why didn't he leave the city? Okay, why didn't Iron Man leave those damn giant whales out of the city? Why'd he fly around buildings and crash into everything that there was to crash into? Nobody complained about that. That was awesome! Yeah. But we punched Zod through a building because that's where the fight happened to be taking place.
You
want to
know why Superman didn't leave the city? Because Zod wouldn't have followed him.
Exactly!
Yep.
And the same thing goes for the Iron Man. Why did he not lead the whales out of the city?
They wouldn't
have
left.
Because there was a gaping hole in the sky where enemies were coming from on the city.
Yeah.
Like, so, then if you're going to attack the city...
Be in the city when you fight giant monsters.
Yeah, be in the city when you attack giant monsters.
I don't know how you guys felt about this movie, but it has been proven you can do an in-city cool monster fight by Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still need to watch that.
It's pretty neat.
It's a pretty good movie.
So do I, but even from the bits that I've seen, yeah, you could still do a fight inside the city, no problem.
Because you could tell that the Jaeger was CGI, you could tell that the Kaiju was CGI, but it still looked good in the Shanghai that they were fighting in, but it still looked good.
Right.
Yeah. And considering the fact that, again, this is Kaiju, this is fucking Godzilla. Where does Godzilla stomp around in? Let me think. The fucking city.
Tokyo.
Every now and again when he's fighting a random monster, yeah, they might be at Monster Island destroying the island away from civilization.
It happens.
But where do you know Godzilla from?
Tokyo.
Breaking down fucking cities.
Godzilla 2000 when he was destroying New York?
So I'm
that's Zilla. That's different.
So I'm kind of hoping, that works. That they're actually in the city. And I'm praying that that Megazord is amazing.
Here's another thing. All right, we haven't seen Bryan Cranston yet as Zordon in a trailer.
True.
We haven't seen whatever the actor's name is that's playing Alpha 5 yet in a trailer.
Bill Hader, I think.
Okay, thank you, Seth. I hope Alpha doesn't look shitty. Like, he wasn't
the concept
great.
Art. Concept art made him look like something out of The Day the World Stood Still or something.
Actually, you want me to explain it the best for something that Spencer probably would understand? He kind of looked like one of the Starmen from fucking Earthbound.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I have back gold frisbee head? With, like, black dryer tubing?
Well, think of it more instead of, like, the 2D, back? Like, shit gray colored thing. Like,
it's metallic.
Actual, like, metallic in your face, like, I could fucking break your face.
Okay, but did the colors match the old Alpha 5? Like,
not that I saw. No, he looks very...
Just metal.
The thing with this movie is, like I said, they're targeting the adrenaline audience.
Yep.
And the more I see of it, I've tried to be very, very, very positive, and I have been mostly, but with the newer material that's coming out, it's very obvious, Zordon is going to be darker, Alpha's going to be darker, the Zords are going to be darker.
Rita's a skank.
Yeah, I guess Rita's a skank. I still don't see that, to be fair.
I don't either, but...
Yeah, neither do I, but fuck the internet.
But there, it looks like the whole situation, the teams look darker by comparison. Like, everybody looks a little more edge.
Head cannon. You ready? I'm going to put a cannon to your head, and kaboom. Okay? Who's the villain for the new movie? Rita, right?
Okay.
Giant monster fight? Confirm the theory we've been talking about for months. Rita needs to throw the wand down to the fucking ground, and the Dragon Zord needs to come out of the fucking ocean and fight the Megazord.
That would be neat.
Confirm she's got the Green Ranger power.
Yeah.
But don't show anything about it until the movie comes out.
And then if they knock that Dragon Zord on its ass because she can't maintain its power, they would be a whole bunch of, well, whatever that thing was that almost took us out, Zordon would be like, let's keep it in my command center. And then they, you know, if they try to hide it down under the ocean or whatever, the Angel Grove Ocean Lake.
It would make sense whenever they gain control of the green power for it to come out of the ocean lake.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
neat.
Actually one of those things that I was going to say is what I would love to see out of this is every superhero movie here lately has been having like a post-credit scene.
Right.
Rita gets her ass whooped, Rangers save the day, yay, go Rangers. Tommy Oliver would, of course, find the fucking coin. I want to see Rita go up to the Moonosphere to make her castle, if she doesn't do it in the movie.
Now, with this new Edge-type movie, you think they're going to have the Moonosphere?
No,
with all this science crap, this pseudo-science crap they're trying to throw around?
It wouldn't be hard to explain that she has the power to terraform the moon.
Yeah. Kind of true.
But what would that do to our planet if the moon was actually a planetoid body and not a rock?
Because as long as the moon does not change mass,
okay,
and stays in its orbit,
so that doesn't hurt us at all. Okay.
Nope. Yeah.
And the moon would sustain as a life-producing body?
Even if she only put a dome on it and terraformed a dome to survive in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But like I said, so she goes to the Moonosphere, has her fucking castle, blah, 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 and she's sitting around like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Goldar could be like, well, you could always call him. No, I'm not calling him yet.
Zed.
Go ahead, cut there. Lead towards Zed. Because it's going to have to fucking happen.
Or don't have them fight the Dragon Zord. Your after-credits scene, you just see from the back Rita sitting there cackling. You see her face. and the camera pans out, and you see a green suit as the camera cuts off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're talking fucking 7 movies.
Yeah.
You gotta find a way to keep that edge going.
They released that information, and then I saw this Megazord, and I'm sorry, but we're going to have 7 Transformers movies too.
Yeah.
And they haven't done us a lot of favors.
Can we stop with the Transformers?
Well, I know.
I get it, but I mean, I feel like I can't help but that Megazord worries me. It is the quintessential deal breaker of everything that has come before it. I've been able to shrug my shoulders and turn a blind eye and say, I haven't seen it yet. But I see that Zord, and I see the CGI that I know is going to go into making this Zord work. And there's only one comparable aspect that we have on any form of movies in present day.
Optimus Prime.
They stole this idea. The design is stolen from Optimus Prime. And what breaks my fucking heart is we were just talking about it. Pacific Rim. You know what those are? Robots.
Yep.
Super robots.
Here was
Super
my argument.
Fighting robots.
Here was my
but
argument.
Not Mega Man.
Here was my argument. Michael Bay, you want to learn how to do giant foot robot fighting, right? Talk to Guillermo del Toro.
Yep.
Because he fucking hit it out of the park with Pacific Rim.
And this is what I'm scared of. Pacific Rim, those are super robots.
Yep.
Super robots fight giant kaiju. This new thing is a transformer.
Yep. Yeah.
It is not a super robot. It is not the same thing. You missed the ball. Okay? Strike.
Yep.
So what I would be looking forward to with this movie, hopefully, I mean, we've been talking about this a lot. It's like, whether it is an end credit scene or just at the end before the main credits, is hinting at the Green Ranger in some form. Whether it is a power coin, a costume, or Tommy Oliver appears at the high school.
Yeah, some minor thing to show us that the Green Ranger is coming. Because how many of us in this room can honestly say that Tommy Oliver was their favorite Power Ranger? Raise your hand.
My man crush.
Oh, hey, look. More than half of us.
Now,
and I know I would love to see a cameo, 2 cameo, 3 cameos from other Rangers.
But here's the other problem. Now we're looking at 7 movies. And I bear a question. This is called Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, okay?
Nope. It's just Power Rangers.
Then we're in trouble. No, I don't think you realize why we're in trouble. 7 movies, the only thing they chose to go with is Power Rangers. You know why they did that?
So they could expand into Turbo and Dino Rangers.
Yep.
You cannot cover. You can't cover 7 movies. This is exactly what they're doing.
If they add subtitles.
It's gonna 7 movies is exactly. Yeah, promise you, this is what just happened.
How many theatrical releases did Mighty Morphin Power Rangers get?
1.
And that turned them into the Ninja Rangers.
Yep.
And then you know what they got after that?
Turbo.
Yeah, but you know what that was? That was a Zeo movie.
Yep.
That turned them into cars.
Yeah.
So what this is, if history has taught us the way Saban likes to function. This is a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that will be followed by a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that will be followed by Zeo that will be followed by Cars that will be followed by... You get the idea?
Uh-huh. Oh, you forgot something in between, though.
You're looking at 7 movies.
You forgot Alien Rangers for the first, like, 15 minutes of your Zeo movie
because,
before moving on to
Zeo. Now... You're no longer talking about dropping the continuity and moving through the continuity of Power Rangers. And let's say you were. First movie, Rita. Second movie, Green. Third movie, White. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Guess what? Fourth movie, that's Zeo time. Fifth movie, it's time to drive cars.
Sixth movie, it's time to go into space.
Yeah.
Deal with some bug men.
Seventh movie, we kill Zordon, we save the universe from space.
Yep. And there's a crossover with Michael Bay
Turtles.
Oh, no.
Let's end on that. It's an hour.
And let's not forget about the crossover with a masked writer,
too. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's also got to be some Kamen Rider
crossover.
We're
never going to get that here in America.
It's been an hour. Can we just put this out of its misery now? Because I'm feeling sad now.
Yep. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.